The State of New York. I like the part I play. They've cast me as Pompey the day before the day. It's my brilliant performance as a luxury man because I act that way. They say, just wait, you'll see, you'll pay, Pompey. You're a miracle in a whirlpool in your blind date's vagina at your age. Nothing could be finer. You eat off her bone china. Don't be a ghoul. Don't be a fool, you fool. In the lifelong month of May, racing joyously on his moto poeta to the grave, he's his own fabulous slave. He rides his superbike faster and faster to save his master from the coming lava from China every day, but especially today, because it's on its way. Fred Astaire is about to explode in his buff-colored kidskin gloves, revolving around the gold knob of his walking stick, with the sound of Vesuvia playing and the slopes of Vesuvia saying her effluvia are in nearly overflowing mode. Freud had predicted Fred. In the future of an illusion, he said, movies are, in other words, the future of God. Nothing expresses ordinary wishes more dysplastically than current American politics do. Breast augmentation as a deterrent to too much government is odd. Korean women in a shop on Madison give a pedicure to Pompey. Fred only knows that he's not getting old. Pompey doesn't know it's the day before the day. The governor of New York is legally blind, a metaphor for his state of mind. He ought to resign, but he hasn't resigned. Good riddance. Goodbye. The bell has tolled.